Okay.
They will
because
be
you're selling that used and then to the exchange point, they will take it, send it back to the factory
to be tested.
All these things will be tested. If there are problems, they will be fixed and they'll be retested again before they will be released back into the system. So this is a very major government initiative project that we must all as a country actually support. Otherwise, if we fail to make it real, come into reality, we may have some challenges into the future. Other West African countries, other countries across the world are into this. And I don't know why we are actually delaying, but by the grace of God, it looks like the National Petroleum Authority, they are determined, by my understanding, by the 1st of September, they are coming up with something.
Mm.
So I believe that we should start from somewhere. Mm. Once we begin, others will follow.
Mm. You say other West African countries have it. It's not...
Yeah, that's my understanding. I think I understand Ivory Coast, they've also started this in some way.
Mm.
Even Togo here, they've also started in some way. Because the system actually assures you of absolute safety.
Mm.
We are talking about gas, and the challenge, the potential, the strength of gas to destroy you is very high. So if it's not properly controlled and regulated, people will have a lot of challenges. And I must be frank, any fire situation we hear in this country, sometimes, as I said, the fire may have been caused by something else. But if the type of cylinders in the system or in that particular facility, they are not that strong,
The
fire escalates within a short time. By the time the fire service officers will get there, the fire has assumed a certain dimension. And even the fire service officers, one of the major threats to their work is these cylinders. Because when they are on the way, at the operation, they're doing the firefighting, and you are not careful, and the cylinder explodes.
Yeah, it just hits you. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're gone.
And so another very interesting thing is that the type of cylinders that we are producing, they don't explode and get fragmented.
Right.
They just explode by one side cuts.
Oh.
So that the gas will just
escape.
Ease out.
Okay. They're engineered to be that way.
Exactly, engineered.
Thank God. Otherwise, you'd be just hit by shrapnel from all directions.
Yes.
Now, you spoke about the Achimota gas explosion being one of the things that first piqued your interest about this business, because, as Philip was saying earlier on, you are by training more a business analyst. Can you tell us how you remember that incident with the Achimota gas explosion? Where were you at the time? How did you hear about it?
Well, quite interesting. In fact, that day, I think I had come from town. You know, it happened late in the day, late in the afternoon or so, getting into the evening.
Right.
I just come from town and I was in a room. Then suddenly, the thing was like, where I was living, I heard a certain sound.
You heard the explosion?
Yes, and suddenly, everybody, wondering what actually happened. Then, I got out and you could see the fire now getting to a certain level.
Actually see the flames or just smoke?
Yeah, you could see the smoke, actually. And it was quite serious. For me, it was almost like it was almost where I was living.
Mm.
I was living in Ablekuma. And this thing had happened in Achimota.